Ita olam. Tswana pa muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Kwazi why muri Zimbabwe. Ndino mkamchira nchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami Michael Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America, Studio 7, on Tuesday the 12th of November 2019. And once again, Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. Namhlanje, today is Tuesday, the 12th of November 2019. Now, mthokazo muhle, before we get down to the order of business, ngithanda ukuthatha leli thuba ukuthi ngibonge umuntu ongamile inkomo, who was here last week holding it down. He was sitting in the driver's seat. Kodwa sengibuyile, I'm back this week. Now, to order of business. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on udaba lwenkohlakalo, uwori, nyayo corruption. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of corruption and how it is affecting the nation's youth. Abantu abasakhulayo, how is corruption affecting you? Now, for those that don't know, Mthokazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, we are in November. Now, if we go back 2 years ago, you'd understand how historical this month is. November is a very historical month for Zimbabweans all over the world. For that is the moment that the late former president Robert Mugabe was removed from power. Now, for those that don't remember, this was done for various different reasons. Now, amongst them, what the military says is they were looking to cleanse government of all, all criminal elements. Now, Lapa, at that time, who was a part of the military, he is now the Foreign Affairs Minister, Honorable S.B. Moyo, was talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo. He was talking about the issue of corruption. But before we delve deeper, let's go back to 2017. Let me refresh your memory a little bit. Let's go back to that moment whereby Honorable S.B. Moyo, Sibusiso Moyo, who is now the Minister of Foreign Affairs, announced that the military was taking over and they were cleaning house, Zimbabwe Muhle. They were cleaning government of all corrupt officials. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice.
We are only targeting criminals around him in order to bring them to justice. Lapa Honorable S.B. Moyo, he's now the Foreign Affairs Minister, was talking about abantu who are committing a crime here. He was specifically focusing on udaba lwenkohlakalo, nyayo huori. So Zimbabwe Muhle, as mentioned earlier, on at that moment that we just viewed for our radio listeners, that moment that you just listened to, was followed by President Emmerson Ndabuzo Mnangagwa taking over the reins of the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe in 2017. It is during this time that uMongameli Emmerson Ndabuzo Mnangagwa vowed, wathembisa uZulu ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo uwori, and hurumende yangu is going to deal with it. But the big question we have tonight is his government doing so? I'm also looking to hear from you, abantu abasakhulayo, vechidiki veZimbabwe, kuti how is corruption affecting you, especially nxa sisixoxisana ngodaba patechikurukura nenyaya yemira akaita upfumi hwenyika. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to join us tonight, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lakonjalo ukungixhuma, calling me live on air on +12026192077. Ngiyaphinda njalo, +12024650318 WhatsApp. Lakonjalo ukunifonela live on air on +12026192077. For all radio listeners in Tonga, Gomose, Zimbabwe, Omuse, we are broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930-13860, lagu 15460 kilohertz. Kodwa, on the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voandebele.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com. So, Zulugandaba, Ngena Nguhlelo, Pinda Mchirongwa, joining on the conversation, you're tuned in to The Connection, and I'm your host, Big Mike.
Hey, ta, hola, Ndeipiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned in to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter, Lagu Instagram. So Zimbabwe Musha, if you're looking to chat with me, Lakogu Mkuma, live go Instagram, njalo go Twitter after the next hour. Go to for the next hour on Tolaga Musha, Zimbabwe Musha. We're right here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, njalo go VOA Shona Sakam Shi. Mzakanganwe, kushare chirongwa, kuitra kuchuone no wandu enyu, kanamshina upina mchirongwa, nyurai ma number, toku fone rai. Uyeshe, msakanganwe, linga kofi pela mtokaza moshe, ugupala imibono enu. I'll be reading it live on air. Once again, Zimbabwe moshe, you are tuned into The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Namhla kuhlelo, sixoxa ngodaba lwenkohlakalo yayo uwori, ndiyathukukurukura. But I have my first guest joining me live on a Skype. Ulapha kwele Melika, umnumzana uKelvin Manduna. He's a political analyst njalo. Sakulayo, he's studying here in America. Kelvin,
thanks, Mike. Welcome
to the program, mate.
Thank you.
So, Nantu Tabalukone Kutuini Puti, the issue of corruption, Elizweni. Lapu Mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa took over the reins. This is basically 2 years ago, in 2017. He said, Uti, into yake ukala. One of the things he's looking to deal with is utabalunkoshlagalo nyayo wori. My first question to you is, do you think he's done that? Do you think he's taken the steps towards dealing with that?
I think the simple answer is no. I think it was always going to be fanciful for Zimbabweans to expect that those who are themselves the origins of corruption in Zimbabwe to investigate and arrest and prosecute themselves. We have heard complaints of corruption from even the judiciary. The Chief Justice has complained of corruption within the courts themselves. And I think one of the troubling things Mnangagwa did to appoint the wife of S.B. Moyo to ZAC is such a blatant conflict of interest. But it showed to us the lack of seriousness with dealing with corruption. And we have seen several ministers arrested, Parrenyatwa, Mupumira, and released a few days or a few weeks later without really any charges sticking. I think that sums up the approach to corruption.
Gotwa, like you said, we've seen AMA ministers being arrested. This is something that was new. Never happened during iskhathi sika uMongameli uRobert Mugabe. Do you not think ukuthi that's an act of good faith? Uyatshengisa uZulu ngempela ukuthi hayi yena njengomongameli he means business.
No, it does not. Even the appointment within cabinet of poster boys for corruption like Joram Gumbo, whose deal at Zim Airways is still being investigated and causing problems. These are the people who were appointed to Mnangagwa's cabinet. That is already showed a problematic intent. The appointment of the prosecutor general, if you recall, who came number six, according to the interviews, But how did this chap who came number six become appointed the prosecutor general? So even in the prosecuting authorities is signs of corruption. The release shows that we just arrest and investigate later. It's a short investigation. We have seen so many cases, Kasukwere's case, the border jumping, etc., all these things. The investigation is so shoddy that even the courts themselves, they have no option but to release these individuals. So there's no seriousness.
Now, Kelvin, as you talked about abantu abasakhulayo elizweni, how is this corruption affecting the youth of the nation?
Oh, it affects them in so many ways. Each time an individual corruptly removes resources from the system, those are resources that could have otherwise been used in means that ways that could benefit our youth, whether it's in job creation, in infrastructure, in areas like education, healthcare. Right now, we see some of our young people are in the universities. Some are the very same junior doctors. Those are among our youth who are crying over compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the corruption, government says it doesn't have resources. Why? Because a lot of resources have been stolen or misused. I think we must also note corruption is not just a blatant theft, but also a misuse of resources. I also put that under the banner of corruption. Mm-hmm. So we can't pay our young doctors. We can't look after our kids in universities. We can't give funds for youngsters that want to try new business ventures, because I think in this economy, and you have to try to be entrepreneurial. So we can't support all those initiatives, but because the few resources we have are stolen. In a country like ours with very limited resources, we can't afford even for a dollar to be stolen. That is the truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kelvin, what's in Ubambo Mlomo Nganane? Ngithatha ukhesto wami osibilonge naye uhlelo, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Kelvin Manduna. He is a political analyst, njalo ongisakhulayo. He studied here in the United States of America. Ongenayo kuhlelo ecingweni live ariparunale ariko Zimbabwe ko ngumabutho moyo. He is part of the ZANU-PF Youth Executive. Mabutho, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Welcome to our program, Putunjan.
Ngiyabonga futhi. Sawubona ndala le.
Mabutho, nantu dabula khona egudwini. Today in our program we're focusing on corruption. Not so long ago, sibone nina njengabantu abasakhulayo who are part of ZANU-PF, you seemed to be going hard on the issue of corruption. How big of an issue is this when we're talking about Zimbabwe as a nation?
Yeah, well, no one can deny that corruption is a big issue, and you know it has affected our economy. And we've lost a lot of, you know, national resources to the plague of corruption. So it should be a duty of every Zimbabwean, you know, with the support the income solo all the corruption in the world. So it's a big issue.
Now, Mabutho, on the line, on Skype, joining us, Kelvin Manduna, he's a political analyst. Yeah, now he seems to narrow the fact that he firmly believes uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards dealing with the issue of corruption. What would you have to say about that?
If time you want to talk about an issue, I think you have to put it in a perspective of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And the only comparison that I can use in the Zimbabwean context is to compare the current government and the government of Robert Mugabe. Yes, corruption is not new in Zimbabwe. We had a lot of scandal for Bulawayo, where not even a single arrest was happening. You know, it was something I told the Kulunu and the Pelemo and the Milan police are taking into account against the state. But we know Kulunu and the first like I said, first one, you know, a creeper, he bought a Kaizak, which is a constitutionally recognized body, but and corruption commission, a Ipa Amanda, Ovo, and in Amon Sego, you know, we have processes. Zimbabwe is not a banana republic. Even the constitution, even when we have a court, you have to decide the effect of your mood. You know, the government is not serious. No, the government has done its part. It has constituted that. Is that made of Pavant? Always a Halema court, the Pilgrim, the Castella Sand, over Mangena, Emma Court, the Savanga Road, Lava Trinify, Abbasin around a democracy, you know, I said to Mela President, the President, the Lenders and Church. So, Senator Funatis, with Amma Court, and the Insurance Babo, you know, a Yazina, Eddie Chesley. Ungabi le-corruption futhi yibo bona kuzomele bekhangele ama-cases e-corruption. Uhulumende kule hayi kumele siyikhiphe kasekho lapho because yena sowafaka izinto ezenzisa abantu bebotshwe okusemakhothi ukuthi ebonta abantu abakhombisa kuphela. I don't think it's a secret, the government is not serious.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa Mabutho, ngicela ubambe ukuthi ngikubambe kancane umlomo and then I'll come back to you, ngithatha umlaleli yangithi.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mabutho Moyo. He's a part of the ZANU PF Youth League Executive. But on Yazuki Lomlali Okana Unkena Gusello, Kola Kolam Terror, Dinom Kamshan Trungachelu Chemeshiki, Arparnare, or Connecting Wenbad.
Hello?
Yebo, Kola, Zurufambe.
Amushe,
Mushe, Arparnare, Indian.
Mukoma Patson ku Zimbabwe.
Mukoma Patson vari kutifonera vari ku Zimbabwe. Kurisa iko ku Zimbabwe
ngo. Zimbabwe National Central.
That kurisa iko ku National Central ko.
Mondawini.
Nyaya iri mugango mukoma nhasi kutaura nezvenyaya yehuori. Muri kunzwa pane vachidiki vari pachirongwa vese vari kubvuma kuti nyaya yehuori ndiyo inenge iri kushusha patokurukura nezvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Wechidiki weZANU PF ari kuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi, asi pane umwe wevechidiki aripo vaKelvin Maduda vari kuti aiwa hurumende hapana zvairi kuita. Tipeiwo maonero enyu.
Hurumende iripo hapana zvairi kuita panyaya yehuori nekuti kana tichitarisa totaa munhu akabadhora nhasi mapurisa anoswereta bishi nebwa nebwa kupfaga munhu iyeye. Munhu wakaita seaunza akwanise kusungwa nepurisa anoumbirwa commission. Chinhu chavo chekungogadzira chekuda kutongana muchirima. Hatina munhu atasungwa nhasi anonzi akaita huori anongoramba chinzi abvisiswa mberi abvisiswa mberi. Ko ari kupomerwa mhosva yekupika ma 2 years 24 months abadhora ana $10 akaita sei. Sei iyo vaite vanhu ava vane corruption ava vanosungwa nepurisa vanofanira kuumbirwa commission. Nyoreva ni polisi kaa watende na ya isa ya inabasa ya ribita.
Zino. Kata
dozi nyoreva tu uora ufe waka pera ni chiko zirite kutu iyo. Marumita zikuto kufaru za vanta. Sakafande kapa utu waka faru za mkazi wa subuso mwudanzi diye katu na mbile kura sini uwe. Murumaka ya ni uwe. Aka mbudaka yu zaita uwe. Ano sumba ya ni sumba zaita uwe. Ana ya mfubi waka po sumba. Kwa zaita uwe. Asuka ya tewe shenda mkoti kwa zi diwani kwa kachena wa zirumi na nasa karishitoki. Saka zindu zungu wa itisana zungutunga mba mchimino kujitisa zizi ya guna uwori urugu uwisa kana wala uwisa uwori nga watu wana nukura kushini nga wasu nga nipolisi tu zotu hati anga basa kwete kutu ya tata nzi uguta umba kumishini ya nukura kushini kana wala upiza uwori nga wasu nga nima polisi ndo wana funga mba nifunga wani
Asi
tukale anti-corruption hizi ndio ya gaya commission hizi ndio nifunga basa ndava zofunga ni yani kazi funga za polisi ambili za jalo za wasu njanda basa nifunga zina kuwezi za kuwa mtongo wazi za kuwa kwete kutu ya zina kukomishia yitu ndo yu kwa ya tuzudai makuwe magari majita ya mnani anonja aba mgi 20 dirazi nasi mangona kifunga njina kuwa za kuwa mtongo wazi njina ujeni kiwa ya wano mozi ya namba shinta hiki kuhi kwa ya zina wazi minakaba kuti bata kumeso ngare dzo dzairinga dzo vanira kuti dzairinga nguva ere bachinge to kumisha muora usunga idaro hanitenya so zviya zvangu kuti pane imwe nyika ino dzisikwa hanitenya so zviya ina president kupinda ayo munhu wana akasvika kuti maboda isenge havhava mbavha dzisenge dzisunga ndozvo taitarisa zvamunara kwachasikaita
aiwa
iyo zvangu ari mbavha.
Mukoma Patsona takudzai zvakanaka pane umwe muteerera da kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru nekwanhasi nhasi. Right, Zimbabwe, Omuhle, that was Umumzana Patson. What is it to highlight? Uthi hi, yena ubona ngani uhulumende ukhona hi. When they're talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo, udaba nyaya yehuori, I have no faith. Uhulumende iripo is not doing much. Asizwe nukutu umunyo mlalele ungena ya kuhlelo utini. Ungena ya kuhlelo kola kola mtereri. Okona kuhlelo. Okone kutungwa ni mbani.
Halo Magadi.
Tripo Magadi enyu baba.
Tiri nani.
Ee, arpari nani ndiani.
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ani?
Ndonga.
Ee, wa Ndonga zurufamba.
Mushe zirifei.
Mushe. Tukufara kwa nemi naspachirongwa. Tipi ndaye kamotu za oma ondreni.
Nye corrupted ya ipiri
inda
magari chuko zile chukuti urubende lipo ido ya katanga ni corrupted saka kuti itezi corruption sinuti neti
asi vandonga pa mtunga miru wenyika wa mnangagwa pa wakatora batomu muna 2017 wakati aiwa zwe chukwa ditita zpeza zese nyayo uori ita apera zino chukona ma ministers na o akuteta zokusungwa.
Nchini itika nje kuti iyo ndo wano chuka bodi rachiro kubata corruption saka ziri chika wadipara pana uka ni bodi independent ziri kutiri nje kubata wano wano corruption saka bodi kana nchitiri zilo ngeriki bakwa wari apana kino batika saka wano pana uka ni ziri independent kutuwa kuti waike basarao ni maso haunga tori shamwari ya kwe waiba na ayo kuti kibata mbahaza kwa hivyo wangu bana saka ziri chika wadikuti singe zvipira inyaya yekubatana kumeso kuti zvisinge zvinenge zviri kuita zvinani pata hapana shandi chinenge chichipa
tichitarisa nyaya yehuori uye zvevechidiki munyika mungati nyaya yehuori iri kuvashungurudza here.
Nyaya yehuori ndo iri kushungurudza zvakanyanyisa kudarika zvavanotaura semasankiti
hinda
because huori kana vanhu vachitora mari yenyika vachisa mumwe aloi zinengi chitoro wane wano ashuma shuma diristi wa chisafa saka zini zinu aspekta wano wakanyanyi ila isosu ima rinu fangu chibazira nyika unyangwe kwa education system unyangwe program ya ima famini ya gaitu wana amu kabi ima rinu kuti inu fangu chienda koku chibazira wajitikso education kuti kuri makawa kunge kune indiza pamperi zinu wano ngora mpawa jingu pimari gore muri maniru ziyazina product.
Asi wandonga, wechidiki, pano uwo wechidiki webato rezanu PFA ripo paru nari hapo. Na uwo wechidiki webato rezanu PFA ripo vuma utinyaye uwo rianeza. Asi wane chivimbo chokutu urubende ripo, irukutora matamu. Ese, ekukazirisa nyaye, a couple of months ago, takaona wechidiki webato rezanu PFA. Na uwo, vachi nyato oma mazita, vachi ningi, jia arukuita uwori. Ningi, jia arukuita uwori. Uyeze vane chivimbo chokuti hurumende iripo sezvo vakudziva kuti ndivanani varikuva mari ndivanani varikuita nyaya yehuori vachasungwa nyaya yacho ichagadziriswa hamubvumirani navamabuto mwoyo here apo
handibvumirani navo because vechidiki vavatori neproblem takafanana kune mawetlands malands ari mumataundi vanofamba vachipanana vachipima nenhano vachipanana mastendi yavo sinzo stendi yaa nebepa yakutotengeswa nemari yakati wandi zvichibva kune vechidiki vavezanupiefu saka tinyatsoti kensa yeche corruption irikutouya futi kune vechidiki vavo pakaitika chinhu chingapiwa kana kuti ingava muvillage ivo ndo vanomiramira vachitora futi zvinhu zvinhu vachitengesa saka its very difficult kuti ite ipere corruption iyo
aiwa takunza zvakanaka
nyange kumapurisa acho anonzi anofanira kunge achipari mumwambotaura zvekuti anzi mapurisa anofanira kunge achisunga vanhu mapurisa atovandozatovampa hafa hombe dzese
orait saka zvino nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei vandonga
Madi
ndati nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei
panoda independent body inosunga vanhu corruption isingabve munyika yedu yezimbabwe inobva mumaregion akasiyana siyana ingava sadhaki international vouya vonyatsoita mainvestigation akanyatsozara pese musha tinoona corruption iyo ichipera uye vanhu vachisungwa zvinobva zvatopera kuti wa kwete kuti independence inochuzwa nemunhu ari corrupt kudzanzozvibatira mbavha
dzangu dzizi very difficult kungobatana kumeso chii aiwa takunzwa ivandonga pane vamwe vatero vada kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nesu nhasi
zvakanaka vamugabe havana kubavega vakabawo nezvikwata zvavo saka zvinotinesi
aiwa takunzwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda Right, Zimbabwe Muslims, that was Umnumzana Undonga. Yena ungenele kuhlelo wathi hayi, ukhanya ngani he's agreeing with the caller that came in first. Wathi uhulumende okhona, hayi, ubona ngani he's not doing much. Kodwa asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu. Kukhasi lethu le-VOA indebele abantu bakhona ngempela kulo mazogwo. Uthi litshona njani msakazi? Hayi, mina ngiyaphila, wena unjani? Umathema uthi litshona njani Studio 7? Hayi, siphilile, siphilile, wena unjani? UJerry Ndlovu uthi uma befuna ukuqeda inkohlakalo abaqale ngaye uMnangagwa. Hayi, uthi uMnangagwa yena, hayi uNdlovu ubona ngani umbungameli emasene uMnangagwa should be the first to go. Asizweni ukuthi uMabutho yena uthini. Mabutho ukhona ecingweni futhi Moyo ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo, ngikhona baba.
So you can hear the callers are coming in. How do you fix an issue when the citizens firmly believe that the government at hand is not doing much to fix the issue?
Well, you know, there is nothing much that you can do, you know, and it's not possible to satisfy everyone. It's not, and it's not everyone who will be as optimistic as you are with regard to certain issues. You are bound to differ here and there. But okuqakathekileyo futhi ukuthi abantu nxa bekhuluma ama-issues abakhulume ngento abaleqiniso lapho. Amvumelani lesikhulumile esithe ama-youth ezanu-P F athatha amasitendi. Yikho ngithile ekuqaliseni ngikhuluma ukuthi abantu kumele befunde ukwehlukanisa umbuso obukhona izolo lo mbuso osukhona khathesi. That facility eyayisenza wabosevegas ukwere webby wawucreat-a ama-land barons is no longer there. I-Ministry of Local Government has closed that. So ukuthi kuthiwe abatsha lezanu-P F are part of corruption, I want to dispute that and dispute it with the strongest terms. Kasi discuss ama-issues asidiscuse ngento esinjani esizaziyo. But njengoba ngithile, you know, kunzima vela ngekusuthise wonke umuntu. But thina njengogatsha labatsha kuzanu-P F are very optimistic. We have engaged the president, samtshela izikhalazo esinazo ngendaba ye-corruption and we have promised ukuthi hayi wonke sokuhamba ngendlela uhulumende sefakile izinqumo. It's now up to the arresting power, those with the arresting powers and the courts to decide the fate of the people.
Now, Mabutho, I was doing a little research on the correlation between unemployment in Zimbabwe and corruption. It seems as though unemployment is one thing that seems to be pushing indaba yenkohlakalo elizweni. So now that unemployment is not being fixed, how do you go about curbing the issue of corruption? Because a lot of young people are willing to do next to anything for a quick buck.
I wouldn't say unemployment is not being addressed. It is being addressed, but like I said, everything takes time. If you look at our strategy document, the TFP, that we fully launched a year ago, it's very clear that we are going to have a period of austerity. From there, there will come productivity and job creation. So I think, you know, even in our own day, isithethe esinandi sengoma asisithuthe umuntu esathatha ukuthi amagadara. IZANU-P F isithiwe a 5-year mandate and we are left with just about 4 years zokuthi wonke khonokho kunjani kufulfile. So I think it's a process that abantu kumele bebekezele. Ukubeka clear, abantu abafunda ukubala amaphephandaba be-scrutinize ama-issues. Siyakwazi ukuthi imisebenzi iyafunakala njalo sathembisa umanifestisa imisebenzi izaba khona. But siyathembisa uba umuntu ukuthi as from January 2020 let's talk about it this time next year. Now maybe we don't drop a great way, then make the conversation change, you know, change. But for now, people need to be patient.
Manduna, you know what is he have to say. Manduna, usakona input. Kelvin Manduna.
Yes, Nkona, we are
here. Yes, I can hear you clearly now. You heard everything that seems to have transpired. One thing that seems to be highlighted amongst the callers that come in is that they seem to believe ukuthi uhulumende, they seem to be in agreement with you as to uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards curbing. Kodwa yena uMabutho is he's standing by his position uthi give it some time. Come this time next year, uhulumende okhona would have done izimanga into yokuqala. And secondly, he feels as though bona njengabantu abasakhulayo abebandlela ezanu-P F, they're taking the stance. So they're making sure ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo is addressed elizweni. Wena uthini?
I think uMabutho is living in a parallel universe and he must learn from history. uMnangagwa has promised before very lofty promises. Ama mega deals, which we are yet to see anything transpire. And I believe previously people in ZANU-PF promised jobs, only to come out later and start making ridiculous statements about, no, we were saying create your own jobs, etc. So if I were him, I'd be very careful about saying, let's see next year. His party is well known for not delivering on economic issues and development and corruption. But I would like to ask him, ZANU-PF youth came out with a list. I don't know what was the motive behind that list, whether it was settling political scores or if they were genuine, I don't know. But can you tell us, out of those people who were fingered by the ZANU-PF youth, who has been arrested, who has been investigated? We have seen Obed Mpofu coming to Parliament very contemptuous to show that some people know that they are immune from any sort of prosecution investigation. I don't believe Zimbabwe needs even to have a structure like ZAC. As one of your callers has said, if the police were capacitated, they have many divisions within the police, CID, what, to investigate crime and corruption. But they are not capacitated. So even ZAC itself, as we said, the head of ZAC is compromised. The institution itself lacks prosecutorial powers and so on. They are in no position to fight corruption in Zimbabwe. My last point from what the callers have explained to you, our great fear is now that corruption is now in every aspect of life in Zimbabwe. And this is what our young people are now seeing as acceptable. Our young people, when you go to Zimbabwe, will tell you, Krukshanda, Azubadari Mdara. It's better you hustle and you're into deals, willing and dealing, and illegality. This is what they see makes other people successful. I wonder how many of our chefs have been subjected to a lifestyle audit if we are serious about corruption, and how many would pass such a lifestyle audit. And I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Mabuto, do you want to respond to this, Puti? Mabuto Moy. Yes, go ahead and respond.
Yes, Yaniza.
Yes, Nyaguzo put.
Yes, Nyaguzo put. Lapu Kuluma, at least they actually tried it, please. You know, put it, now we did what we felt needed to be done from the political side. You know, it's not up to us now to go and push Isaac to say that who are running another gambot. If you follow news and if you follow issues, which Justice Matandamo is actually present, let it clear that we got about 30. She said she had about 38 cases so far that have been reported, of which 10 of those are high profile. And the only high profile case that has been tried so far, I think, is Aprikam Fumira, who was on that release list, by the way. So it's not up to us now to go and push these accusations and things out. There has been the fear, you know, Lama constitutional body. Yes, you are saying when you don't believe that has the capacity, but that is a constitutional body that was put in the Zimbabwean constitution in 2018. You know, it's not something that we can remove over a certain call we ready. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get on our constitution. So as long as the constitution can have the same with the interference.
Mm-hmm. I what's the Matota, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ntatumla Lili, I have a caller who's joining us, and then I'll come back to you two gentlemen. Kola Kola Mtereri, Ongenayo, Ariparinari Ndiani, Mbano Konekwimen. Mtereri Kola, hello.
Hello.
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Yeah, well, until right, I'm working by you.
I want to write mu Ndiani Ariparinari Apo.
Yeah, very happy.
Mkoma Richard, muri kufondera muri kupiko?
Ndiri ku South Africa kuDurban.
Aha, kuDurban uko eThekwini. Aiwa tinomugamuchira mutirongwa mkoma Richard, tipe wo maundirenyu.
Yeah, tirongwa chenyu ndochinzwa chiri kufamba zvakanaka chaizvo.
Tinotenda.
Simanje panyaya yehuwo remanje muZimbabwe hausi wakapera. Kunyanya fanika yezvinezvi takupinda muDecember so. Mapurisa. Ari kutiita zvimwe zvisina kunaka abati vakuna na South Africa kunoko.
Mukoma Richard, mabva matara zviri nyore. Ini ndakambogara kuSouth Africa, nyaya yehuwo rinonetsa nayo ukoko. Saka musiyano uripo ndeupi pakati pekugara kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe?
Musiyano uripo kuno kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe hakuno kwakatonaka, nokuti kana pari paroadblock chaizvo mapurisa anobata motikari 1. Dzimwe dzese dzinenge dzichipfuura muchipenda kubasa. Zvinenge muZimbabwe dzinoita 9 1 by 1. Munhu achibvunzwa license, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi. Kubasa hausati kurudzi kusvika kubasa. right, tiri kubakuna ku South Africa tinosvika pa border.
Mhm.
Tichikubude pa border unotosvika pati moto yemapurisa ipapa kuti kubunza ima matsamba ese emotikari ipapo moabatidza. Tichikuti fambei within a kilometer. Makutobvunza ma passport iyo uri mwana weZimbabwe handizvi kuti zvinotaura kuti chiitiri muZimbabwe.
Mhm.
Zvinongotaura kuti chii mwana weZimbabwe ndobvunza passport. Ndona iti ndiri kubva futi kuZimbabwe ndiri kuuya kuno ku South Africa kubasa ndakakwira ndemotikari yangu inodzidzwa kana uri nemwana kana unoita inozi mapassport nemuka mune number plate siri muno muZimbabwe.
Mhm. Right, ndasi
ipapo panotirwadza.
Awa
ndamu muZimbabwe kwacho motikari ye inonongwa pane ku South Africa inongobatwa nonga zvimura inongotaura kuti vadzidzo dzokuta matsamba emotikari uri kutengawo simende ruda kuwaka zvinodhadhisi kuda kuti upeni utishandise motikari yeku South Africa munyika yedu asi ndiri munhu weZimbabwe kainini ndakaenda kubasa ndokunawo nemotikari ndakuzadhisi kuda motikari iyoyo zvokuti ungoita basa muno muZimbabwe chii manje tari kuitika munyika yedu manje takubatwa senhafu kashaidhi munyika.
Right, mukoma Richard tichitarisa nyaya yeuori uyezve vechidiki muZimbabwe tambonzwa va Kelvin Manduna umwewo guest wangu ari pachirongwa vachiti nyaya yeuori ndiyo inenge yatoshungurudza vechidiki vazhinji munyika muno mune maondo akafanana here?
Uori ndo wakatorisa zvakanyanya nokuti isu tobva kuno kuSouth Africa tinototengesawo makadhi chatisiri mumakambani asi tikanga tasvika kuZimbabwe unotobva mapurisa achiti ndizvo kushina mai yako endwi saka motodhiza motosiya kamari pano.
Kushina
mai yako endwi tikufawa nenzara muno saka mototipawo orait watotorwa tiati yako emotika obva ndigara yako kusvika mwadzisa mari varumi. Ndizvo here zvaitwa munyika kuti kanzi haitotoenda kukoti unobva wagara 2 hours 3 hours wakuinda kuenda kukoti kuzobera zenza oraiti chienda iye asi usazoita mazotipa nokuti tinofane nzara rit hurumende inozviziva here izvozvo kuti mune nzara zvikanzi hainotozviziva kuti tine nzara tiatinawo zviri kuiti hanzi mbudzi inozvira payakasungirwa saka takasungirwa pano parodhi totozvivawo pamuripo. Akoma ndiri kushupikawa kudai
aiwasiyano
wacho ndinoona inini.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Richard, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa nekuva nesu nhasi.
Aiwa ndinotenda hangu ava.
Right, Zimbabwe mose, that was mnumzana Richard yena he lives kwele South Africa ngembudzira ngempela. Ngati Richard mina ngike ngaphila kwele South Africa ngempela. Udaba lwenkohlakalo, i-corruption is not specific to Zimbabwe. Even kwele South Africa udaba lwenkohlakalo lukhona. Yena wathi hayi kulomehluko omkhulu ngempela. Uphinde wangichazisela wathi yena he has times whereby he goes back eZimbabwe. Aba njengamaphoyisa bona bathi beku roadblock bathi hayi ngicela ufake imali. Ngoba lathi silambile. Lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini? Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ukungithumezela umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318 lakho njalo ukungifonela live ecingweni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. So I have my other guest kodwa ngingahambi kumnumzana uGodfrey Kurawone. Let me go back to umnumzana uManduna so that sicede la ye and then we'll go to uGodfrey Kurawone. VaManduna muripo pari nare muchiripo here? VaManduna Kelvin Manduna Mr. Manduna usakonehlelweni na?
Ye mkona yakuzwa.
All right, right. Sesi lo munyu ke umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo so wathi ngicede lawe bese ngithatha omunye umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo. So let's wrap this up. We're talking about corruption and the youth of Zimbabwe. How do we fix this issue to ensure that the future generations stand to gain something from what Zimbabwe has to offer?
Well, I'll say two things, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind the listening audience that when Mugabe was removed, we were told by S.P. Moyo that they were targeting the criminals
around him. That is correct.
Up to today, we don't know who these criminals are, and none of them have been prosecuted. Where are they? Who are they? This is what we are asking, because that was the basis of the new dispensation. The corruption creates a lot of reputational damage for this country.
Mm-hmm.
The very investors that we say we are targeting and we are open for business, if you look at all external reports on Zimbabwe's economy, whether it's Transparency International, how we are reported about in Bloomberg and all these international media, we have a reputation for corruption and a corrupt business environment.
Mm-hmm.
This scares away investors that could come and create jobs for Zimbabweans and for our youth. The way we would deal with this thing is if the government of Edi Mnangagwa could be serious about fighting corruption and genuine. You mentioned South Africa, where we see how hard the government there fought to try and bring former President Zuma to account, and how they are still reeling from the effects of state capture. I'm told it could cost as much as 9% of GDP for them in terms of corruption and state capture. I don't know what it costs us in Zimbabwe. Maybe I see some reports saying 1 billion a year. I think it's far much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we fight corruption is if we are serious politically. But unfortunately, I have to be honest with you, I don't see that will from ZANU-PF. The president himself has reputational issues. We hear all the time in parliament, in the public accounts committee with BT and them, finger pointing and the auditor's report talking about Sakunda and command and corruption in that regard. Yet these individuals seem to have very close proximity to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So we then wonder as the public, if these individuals are so close to him, and they are being fingered repeatedly as some of the captains of corruption and the parallel market and misuse of treasury bills and so on, how then can we say we are serious about fighting corruption? So I don't have much hope. I'm sorry to say, I could tell you a long list of what we should do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have any hope at all that the political will to fight corruption exists in Zimbabwe under the present government.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Manduna, thank you so much. Ngoba lathi kuhlelo, thank you so much, and I look forward to having you again soon, brother.
Thank you, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Kelvin Manduna. He's a young guy, like I mentioned. He's studying lapha kwelemelika. Ube lathi kuhlelo, uyingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, a political analyst. Now let's move over to my other guest, ongenayo kuhlelo, ongisakhulayo, owebandla eliphikisayo, umnumzana Godfrey Kuraone. Va Kuraone, ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa, zviri kufambe. Mkoma Godfrey, amusi kuwika zvakanaka. Ya, ndikuona kunge network iri kunetsa. Muchiripo parinare?
Perfect,
makuwika zvakanaka. Aiwa, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa, mukoma, zviri kufamba. Mabva matopinda chirongwa chitopisa, mukoma. Vanhu vari kupinda muchirongwa, tiri kukurukura nyaya yezveuori munyika. Parunare tina vamabutso moyo, umwe wechidiki webato rezanu-PF. Ivo vari kuti hurumende iripo zvechokwadi, vari kutora matanho kugadzirisa nyaya yeuori. Parunare tatina vaKelvin Manduna, avo political analyst, umwe wechidiki chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe ari kugara kuno kuAmerica. Iye ati aiwa anenge ari kubvumirana nevateereri vazhinji vari kupinda muchirongwa. Ari kuti nemaondo avo hurumende iripo haisi kutora matanho ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Tiudzewo maondo renyu sevechidiki vebato reMDC.
Mukoma Mike, regai nditi ZANU-PF hari sista remunhu. ZANU-PF hasi an individual, but it's a system. It's an institution, a system yayo. And that system has been living for a long time. And that system is still existing. We only change the head, but the system is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So why I'm saying so, mushaona kuti kubatana nhoroondo yecorruption yaiitika ZANU-PF in power. Back to the Kumbela Ikanga issue of GMB, back to Bright Matoga, Kuzupiko, a lot of people were involved in corrupt activities long back ago. None of them was arrested. And none of them has been convicted. And none of them akambopokana mutongo kutionawo kuti apuwa mutongo kuti aita aita corruption. So it is to me, for ZANU-PF people to come to us and say they are trying to fight corruption, then country is a joke. Look at what has been happening, Mashuro. Vanachivayo, vachitora mari, dzekundogadzira masora systems, asinamboitika. And they are still working freely, and nothing is happening. And to me, Zaki is useless. It's a useless, barking, useless dog, which is only there maybe to sanitize corruption in the PF. Look here. It is to me not a good thing. Zaki is just a spider web where the small insects get caught and the big ones just pass free. From there, there are a lot of accusations that are being labeled against the big guys in the PF, the likes of an outbreak in Povo, the likes of even the natural guy. So, whatever happens, pass up. At the end, it will point to a certain big guy in ZANU-PF. And at the end of the day, nothing is going to be done. That's because no person is able to point there to a ZANU-PF guy who is at the top there. So to me, to say ZANU-PF is fighting corruption, the answer is just an insult to the Zimbabweans because they are doing extremely nothing.
Zvino tichitarisa imi vechidiki varugara munyika ndiudzeiwo mukoma, how is corruption affecting imi sevechidiki munyika? Manduna talked about resources that should be used for employment and so forth and so forth. Ati iye Mabutso ati aiwa hamungati nyaya unemployment haisi kugadziriswa nekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese izvi.
Tarisai zvikitika mukoma mai. The corruption which is happening in this country is just to benefit the top guys in that PF. And they are accumulating wealth. I'm sorry, they will get out of the car. And they are grabbing each and every opportunity in Ngawana. So at the end of the day, it reduces or limits Mukara or Shidiku, because all the space it has been occupied by the big guys in that PF, by the big guys in government, and by the elite. So the young people, about one Mukana, about a space, about an opportunity to showcase or even to empower themselves. So that corruption, it affects the young people negatively. And the impact, they are not all on the ground. They are now attending drugs in Tola, they are now attending criminal activities, because they have nothing to do. Their state has been stolen. I was saying, because of corruption, sometimes it affects the young people. As I was, you are not affected because they've lived their life and there's nothing to build in their future. But the young people, they are not. So to me, I think the young people are affected mostly.
Hai, vakura one rega ndi kubata imuromo tinzoti Mabutso anoti Mabutso nicela umpendule.
Yebo, hai nyamuzwa umfowethu wakhuluma lapha. Evumelana naye khona ukuthi njengoba ngizivela ekhanseni ikorathi le yasimaza thina njengabantu isasa yethu, you know, era eroded. Most of what we are talking about, yeah, well, most of it is the political, but ngicela ukuthi ngimkhumbuze ukuthi zakhe le sikhuluma ngayo sibumba iconstitution. You know, between 2011 and 2013, Izak was a provision. Eletwa, Livanda and Alele Atenu Velayilo, they are the ones who actually signed off who is going to appoint this body and what will be its powers. Nyamangala Katesla, the city, the useless body, which are not in the last level than the quarter. As much as they can call it useless, the nice one of an Aitana, it's constitutional until the parliament sits down and peels it off. They don't mean it's seven the last. Mina ukuthi I'm a realist, I'm trying to cool my hands and get it changed. At the expense of his getting us into the police. So I went to the Nkumbu and went forward to the guy. I saw Proctor Chase on the PS. I let him on the PS. He was constitutionally easy. Have I signed off? Now I've been getting MTC. So I think it's important to do criticizing him. I was criticizing him. They have it background. They are not going to be.
Hai, wati mbamba mlomo mtati mlaleli. Hai, mtereri wangu riparu nare. Kola mtereri. Tino mga mchira mchirongwa. Mapinda ka mchirongwa. Jidu chemechidiki chirongwa The Connection. Kola mtereri. Pane mtereri riparu nare. Ukone
hey.
Yes.
Hai,
watu right mbani ukone tunwen.
Hai, tunofa.
Hey, riparu nare ndian.
Hey, mritora na meti.
Nani?
Na Matthew Kubotswana.
Tumelang Matthew kaitate.
Tumela everything.
Lenna ke sharp morena. Bua lenna ntate, tudzewo maondreni kubata u. Eh ya ntate, continue baba, tinokunzwa kuti tipe maondreni.
Eh, corruption yakadzika muZimbabwe zvinotorwadza. Pana munhu ari kufarira zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika. But chini charato kocha iko paya kuti corruption ipinde ibude. Ah, ndinga zvani PF kuti itobva pachigaro ndopanga kupera corruption. Haitoperi futi but inotombotapudzika. Hozi corruption yabva kure tinayo iri kuuraya nyika, hapana chinombofamba iko paya. Iko zvino kuti taurwa nyaya dzekuti vana Munangagwa vanozobisa corruption. Vaona kuti homwe dzavo dzazara dzichapachukira harigaiti mbodza mukuvhara pakati hazvivharisi ma. Saka hei zvinorwadza zvinokuti zviri kuitwa muZimbabwe.
Zvino tichitarisa nyaya yekuti munhu wese apinda pachirongwa kusanganisira vamabutso mwoyo vebato rezanu PF navo vabvuma kuti aiwa nyaya yeuori iri kushungurudza vechidiki vazhinji nekuti ndicho chiri kuita kuti maresources avepo asawanewo mukana wekubatsira vechidiki. Mungati nyaya iyi inofanira kugadziriswa sei?
Kugadziriswa kwenyaya iyo ndokutongobviswa kwezanu PF. Hapana chimwe chinogadzirisika ipo paya bhozi corruption yakapararira nyika yese. Hakuna chisingatambei corruption. But zvikabiswa pazanu PF apa zvikambotiwa vamwe vobotungamirira zvingaita nani?
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma Matthew, regai nditore umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Tinotenda zvikuru, mudzoke next week pachirongwa chedu baba. Right, zvinduka ndapa ndongo Matthew. Hai, namhlanje abalaleri bakhanya ngani uhulumende okhona bathi hai abathembi ukuthi uhulumende okhona is able to fix udaba lwenkohlakalo. Kodwa let's hear what other caller has to say. Caller, caller mutereri ari parinare ndiyazi.
Makasikwe here, muri kutaura na mukoma Abel.
Mukoma Abel, muri kufondera muri kupi?
Ndiri kufondera ndiri ku South Africa ku Komatsport.
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma Abel. Chipindai muchirongwa mochiudzawo maondero enyu mukoma Abel.
Nauye huorira iri kutiuraya zvisingaite.
Hinda.
Tikada kutarisa iye mukuru wenyika chai chai muAmugabe wakanga vachimbotungamirira nyika vakatanga nazvo vaiita corruption dzavo vachienda kunovaka kuna Malaysia vachienda kunovaka kuna China vachienda kunovaka nekuno kusouth Africa havana benefit yavakaita muZimbabwe vakangoti uraya asi dai vai vachidova nava vanhu vezana vachibova chivako muZimbabwe vanhu vachiwanawo mabasa at least vanhu havaigozvitarisisa kutereki kuti vanhu havari kuba vanhu vanoba vachinda kunovaka kune dzimwe nyika kuno kunana South Africa
mukoma Abel
kuno kunana South Africa vanhu yes
right tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kushungurudzwa navo mungati hurumende iyi inofanira kutora matanho akadii ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi
hapana matanho hurumende yakatokundikana because hurumende yakaita zaki yavo iyayaka iri nzira yekutiwo vadyisane mari dai vachimbotoro kana vanhu vachimbotoro ruzivo rwekune dzimwe nyika taisai kutiona South Africa kuna mahooks vakambotoro zvinoitwa nemahooks ayayaka nenguva dikidiki ne 1 month ichocho munyika mune munenge manaka
one zaki iripo zaki iripo
munhu achibuda anenge asina mhosva wobuda munoona hunopera uwona.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Abel, tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongo.
Tinotenda
zvinoka ndava longu Abel ovekonekti mweni ungumlaleli okhona nale kwele South Africa. Kodwa sinzweni kuti uGodfrey vakurawone vari kuti vakurawone muripo parunarere manzwa zvabotaurwawo here navamabuto moyo.
Right, ndakada tevera mukoma Mike.
But
I want to be very clear to him. Kuti I am not against the formation yezaki. But I'm against the manner in which zaki is operating. It is a noble idea kuone zaki. But it has been operating zviri partisan. Zaki is very effective. But in government for now it has adopted the cash and release strategy. Nekuti vangobata munhu Who won't put the allegations, and tomorrow they're quite about it. So that catch and release strategy, Al-Qaeda, to me, it has proved that Zaki is useless, except that Ilkumo's Jamari is paid for nothing. But I'm not against its formation. But the challenge is the way it is operating. It is not operating in a principled manner. They are operating on a partisan basis. Because this system in a moment and therefore we with the investigation. So something is going on while there's nothing going on. So to me, to sanitize but it is actually a batting toothless dump.
What Mkoma Godfrey Nguva ndiye inenge yatodyikanana Mkoma saka tipei mazo enyu kupedzisira pamusoro penyaya yatukurukura nemaondere enyu nyaya iyi yofanira kugadziriswa sei?
The only solution is to remove the oath because it is only a fool who repeats what is the same thing over and over and expects a different result. So the best solution is to remove the old system and put the new system, which is corrupt-free, with good corporate governance. That is the only solution for now.
Aiwa, takunza, iwa kura one, tinotenda, zukuru, nekula nesu, naspachironga, tinotenda.
Thanks very much.
Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Godfrey Kuraone, oeva ndeli pigisayo, ibanja ele MDC. So, 4 minutes, uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection, asizweni ukuthi uMabutho uthini. Mabutho, usakhonekta ngani but?
Ngikhona but.
Qhiba uhlelo but.
Yeah, hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba elithelanika lona namhlanje. Kodwa what disappointing ukuthi abantu aba-understand ukuthi iZAC umsebenzi wayo ngowani. iZAC doesn't catch and release. iZAC ingathola information yokuthi umuntu uhora they investigate. Umuntu lona bangambopha uye court. It's now up to the court ukuthi decide ukuthi yenzani ngomuntu lowo. I think korokho kumele kube clear abantu beku-understand. Indaba ye-catch and release le, I think, i-social media talk. Urelease wabo bu-pre-bail imisebenzi ye-court and uhulumende cannot interfere there. So kumele abantu bebekwazi ama-functions ama-institutions ethu. But over and above, I think abantu kumele befunde ukubekezela like I said. Yalukhethe the 5-year mandate, we just finished our first year. So kusese leminyaka ethize ukuthi sigcwalisise lokho esakuthembisa abantu. It's too early to actually judge uhulumende lowo khona le mzamo yakhe yama-economic policies. Imisebenzi ukhulumile uminister of finance from January, we are moving into productivity and job creation. Let's wait and see what happens there. Thank you very much.
Ungakahambi Mabutho, intsha yeZimbabwe kumele bayenzeni ukuze indaba le enkohlakalo iphele? Intsha kumele bayenzeni?
Intsha kumele isekele imizamo kumbe imikhankaso eyaqaliswa iZanu PF Youth League. You know, people should not be afraid. People kumele be. I'm sure iZanu is a toll-free number. Wherever you see corruption, wherever you see corruption, you will have to pay for it. Report that corruption as neatly as it is. Because corruption in Nakuma, we are looking into the big wigs, Lama ministers, I think EIT, Avantan and Avala. But the corruption in Kala is in the way and Kwakwen. Umiko, the police, Aula, I say, Kwenzan, Upatalimari, that is corruption. So I think all men would be the very, you can't say corruption at the corner of Monga Zimbabwe. So I can't, because Latin after Suakon, let's say 15, let's see them sooner. I think as we move forward, we can have a corruption free country.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa Mabutho, thank you so much ngokuba lathi kuhlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo. We really really appreciate it and I look forward to having you again soon but.
Ngiyabonga ukuba namba.
Alright, Zimbabwe Muhle, sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lethu lwaba sakhulayo. Chirongwa chedu chebe chidiki tashika kumagumo. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tina wa Godfrey Kuraone webato rinopikisa bato re MDC iro rinotungamirwa na advocate na uso nchamisa tatina wa Mabutho Moyo umo wewe chidiki webato re Zanu PF uyeje tanga tina wa Kelvin Mandula we chidiki arichi juara che Zimbabwe ariku gara kuno kuku Amerika. He is a political analyst. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tichizea nyaya yu corruption. Tichizwa kufakwa muri imi hearing from you, the youth of Zimbabwe, ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo, how is it affecting you? And abantu ngempela lingenile mapinda neuwando wenu. Tichiphetha chirongwa ringaendiwe nokuthi vanhu vari kutichipa social media. Undlela tobe uthi shame on you Mabutso. I wonder ukuthi uphiwa malini kuzana PF. Hi. Uvusi Musi uthi the only problem is Zanu PF. Kunomunye umlaleli uke wabhala wathi kube lesilethe uthina Jonas ukuthi he's the solution to Zimbabwe's problems. Asi ndinothenda zikhulu Zimbabwe buhle, ndinothenda, ndinothenda. Thank you so much for joining us. Anonokuoneka ine mtaro, zili Mike Hobe. Bye bye.